WAIF Cincinnati.
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. They reflect Chris and Rob's views or the views of their guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And now, grinding sacred cows into Radio Hamburger, here's your hosts, the two and only Chris and Rob, starring in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. To be on tonight's program, call now, 749-1444. Or if you're calling from outside the 275 loop, put a 513 before it and call 513-749-1444. And make sure to check out Chris and Rob on the internet at CincinnatiAtlas.com. And now, finally, here's Chris and Rob.
Yee-haw! I'm Magooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
Hey, Buckstrap, how's it going?
It's going fine and dandy. How you doing there?
I'm all right. Hey, and together we must be the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. And we're going to round some up for you tonight there, ain't we, Rob
and
Bob?
It's going to be a big old mess of good times and good fun and good music for everybody. Kids of all ages, pull on up and get yourself a chair and pull it up right next to that there radio with the good time Gooch and Buckstrap Radio.
Well, hey there, you know that old Chris and Rob couldn't be here tonight, so that's why you got Gooch.
And Buckstrap.
Because I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, this is our Radio Roundup. All right, well, I got a question to ask you there, Buckstrap.
Go ahead, Gooch. What's that there question
you want to ask you me? Think, now tell me, who do you think is a better country singer, Richie Rich from the comic book?
He's pretty good.
Or Charlie Rich from the Behind the Closed Door?
He's pretty good. That Richie Rich is pretty good, and he's got that Cadbury working for him.
Hey, he doesn't have that Cadbury.
He's got Cadbury working for
yeehaw!
Him.
Yeehaw! Give me a yeehaw! Hey, Jimmy here. Hey, yeah, we got a little Jimmy here. Jimmy, give me a
little
yeehaw.
Jimmy.
Yeehaw! That's a good yeehaw. If anybody wants to call in and give a yeehaw, we're taking your yeehaws at 749-1444. But again, we only want people to call in with a yeehaw like this.
Yeehaw!
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank
give me a
comment.
Yeehaw there, Jimmy Jim.
Yeehaw!
Oh, that's a good yeehaw. Hey, are those Cajun people here? Hey, come in here, Cajun
come
people.
On, Cajun
I
want to
hear the Cajun people give us a yeehaw.
Can you turn your eye?
Come on, here comes a Rob. They call this guy Robin Lacey.
Yeehaw!
He's a good-looking man, by the way. Did I mention that Robin Lacey is a good look? Come here, Robin Lacey. Hey, you know Robin Lacey, Chris and Rob couldn't be here tonight. That's why you got Gooch.
And Buckstrap.
Because together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. All right, Robin Lacey, give me one of your yeehaws.
Yeehaw!
And there's a Joni Lacey.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, we're all having a yeehaw good time.
I tell you.
Oh, yeah! All right, I'll see you at the pickleball. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's see if they want to give us a yeehaw.
I sure am excited now.
I bet you are. You ready? All right, hey, caller there, give us a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Oh, you're the best, caller. I take that caller off the air, tell him he's a fine yeehaw. We'll take some more yeehaw calls later, but until then, we don't got none of that Richie Rich, but we got some of that Charlie Rich right here on the WAIF. Oh, yeah, yeehaw, yeehaw.
We'll be right back.
That's a theme to Rawhide. You like that there?
I like that there.
Hey,
that's a good song.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Gooch. How you?
I'm all right, Buckstrap. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. And boy, are we glad. I'm sure glad. You know what, there, Buckstrap? You know what?
What?
I'm really glad that Chris and Rob, you know, from the Chris and Rob show got sick and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we could come down here, play some good old country music and say yeehaw.
Because that one feller, he's all fat and he's always got his Mexican food all over
his
shirt.
Does. And that other fella's kind of bald.
But it was a night much like tonight. I remember this, Chris. I was down in Albuquerque sitting in a saloon wetting my whistle. You know how that goes.
Uh-huh.
And,
hey, before we go any further, how about a yeehaw?
Yeehaw!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Well, this old gal boy came in. He came in. He is all dusty and covered with dust. And he tied his horse up there at the front of the saloon where we were sitting. And he came in and he had himself a drink or two. And then he walked right back outside. Then he came back in. He said, consarn it. He said, consarn it. Which one of you boys done stole my horse?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's a serious accusation there. So we kind of looked at each other.
Hey, you know, there have been a lot of serious accusations going around lately.
So we just looked at each other. Ain't nobody knew what he did to his horse. And he said, all right now, boys. Now, here's what's going to happen here. I'm going to have me one more beer. I'm going to have me just one more beer.
Just one more beer.
And maybe one more pickled egg.
Oh, they got pickled eggs there?
Yeah, it's a good bar. I'm
going to
have one more beer, and I'm going to have one more pickled egg. And if my hoss ain't back outside by the time I get finished, I'm going to do what I done in Texas.
What he done in
Texas? Then he threw his guns up in the air, and he caught them both.
Really?
And then he said, and I don't want to have to do what I done in Texas.
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
And then we kind of got all scared and, you know, we started looking back at each other. And then he went outside and holy mackerel, but that daggone horse was right back there where he was. It was amazing. Then he got up in that saddle and he started to ride out of town. And me and that bartender, we followed him out there and we said, listen, man. Hey there, partner. Before y'all go, now, what happened in Texas? And he said, I had to walk home.
Ha! Let's have a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
How about a little Mo Bandy? You like Mo Bandy?
Oh, who doesn't like Mo Bandy? Some people like a little Mandy. I like Mo Bandy.
Are we making love?
I want Mo Bandy.
Are we just making friends?
It's not working the way that I planned it. We're no closer than we were at the start. I can find my way to your body, but I can't find my way to your heart. Are we making love or just making friends? Are we holding each other? Is this the beginning? Or is this how it ends? Are we making love? Or just making friends? It's not easy when I'm laying beside you, never knowing if you really care. Do you love me or do you just need me? Are we growing or going nowhere? Making love or just making friends? Are we holding each other or just holding hands? Is this the beginning just making friends? Are we making love or just making friends? Got there on Monday. Behind this wall and all them doors, they got me doing work, woman, and I never worked before. About to blow my fuse, penitentiary blues. Give me clothes on Tuesday like I ain't never seen before. The kind of rags my mama used to scrub our kitchen floor. And funny square-toed shoes, penitentiary blues. All that marijuana, selling cocaine. Now they're taking blood tests from my heroin veins, oh baby. Things I used to do now. I was born to lose, penitentiary blues. I miss my Main Street women, I miss my Howard Street wine. I miss the cats down on the corner, we used to have a swinging time, child. Chalking up our cues, penitentiary blues. Selling cocaine, now they're taking blood tests from my heroin veins, oh baby. Things I used to do now. I was born to lose, penitentiary blues.
Yeah, a little David Allan Coe for you there. You like that, David Allan Coe?
Yeah, he's all right.
He's an outlaw.
Hey, for me,
that was Penitentiary Blues by David Allan Coe.
Yeah,
I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. And boy, we're having a roundup tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, I remember a few weeks ago there, Gooch, it was a night a lot like tonight. And I was just sitting there at the house listening to the radio, reading the newspaper. My wife came up from behind me and she hit me on the head with a frying pan. Just out of the blue, she hit me on the head with the frying pan.
That's not very nice.
And I said, woman?
Woman? You said woman?
I said, woman, what in the world was that there for? And she said, but I was doing the laundry, Buckstrap. And I found a piece of paper in your pocket and it's got the name Daisy written on it.
The name Daisy?
I said, Daisy? Oh, baby. You remember that? That's the name of that. That's the name of a little horse. There's a little pony horse.
A little pony horse?
I was going to buy for you for a Valentine's Day, baby. Daisy's the name of a horse I was going to buy for you. And she said, oh, Buckstrap, I'm so sorry. Then, you know, another week went by, and I'm sitting there reading the newspaper, watching the radio, and bam, hit me again right in the back of the head of a frying pan, come from out of blue. I didn't know what in the world was going on. I said, woman!
Woman,
what in the world is that for? She held that piece of paper up in the air and said, Your horse just called.
Say woohoo! Hey, I think we got a caller who's going to say woohoo. Go ahead, caller, say woohoo. Hello, caller.
Woohoo.
No. That guy ain't no country western. No country western guy. You got to say woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Now, give me a woohoo there, caller.
Woohoo!
No! You got to coach this guy, Buckstrap. Buckstrap, remember when you used to teach at the University of Yoo-Hoo?
Woo-hoo.
And you used to teach people in the Yoo-Hoo 101. You used to say,
woohoo.
Well, he's getting better. Yeah, why don't you give him a lesson or two there, Buckstrap?
You.
Do what he does, caller.
You.
No. You.
Like that.
You.
Then, hoo.
Yeah.
Now put it together.
You got that? Let's all do it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yoo-hoo.
All right, now let's let the caller go solo. Go solo, caller.
Yoo-hoo.
I think he's cracking himself
up. He's getting it.
All right, thank you very much, caller. What's your first name, caller?
You.
Okay, that was you there. Okay. If anybody else wants to call in for a Yoo-Hoo lesson, just dial 749-1444. What is that number again there, Buckstrap?
749-1444.
I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, this is our Radio Roundup. Does he got a Yoo-Hoo?
We got the best in music. We got some good times. We got humor. We got pretty girls sitting on a haystack.
We do.
We got a mule. We got a horse. We got some cows.
Okay, hello, Sal. Give us a Yoo-Hoo.
What's up?
Woo, that was Sal going Yoo-Hoo. All right, now we got some more country and western.
Oh, good.
You know who this is?
He's a wobbling, I tell you that. I think he done been to that bar.
I watched the front gate slowly open on that gray rock federal prison. And I walked outside those walls into a world both old and new. I was 18 when they put me here, and I'm finally free after 30 years. They stole my youth for something I didn't do. And I haven't seen Mama in years. And I wonder if she'll even know my face. No, I haven't.
Hey, Buckstrap, you know what?
I think he's been dipping in that moonshine.
I think Billy Joe Burnett has been dipping in that moonshine.
Because
his record is a little warm, don't you think? I kind of like it, though.
Yeah,
it's soothing.
Same old dusty road that I played on many years ago. And I walked across the front porch.
Hey, Buckstrap, I love the way this record sounds. It just sounds
and
great.
I like the way it goes in and out, in and out.
Yee-hoo! Give me a Yoo-Hoo.
Her face so sweet and kind that I saw the cane and realized she's blind. She said that my footsteps still sound the same. And I haven't seen Mama in years. I know she's seen me, yes, she's seen me in her dreams. No, I haven't seen Mama in years. Thank you, Mama, really, for loving me.
This song goes out to my good friend Napoleon.
A house, not a home. Was the picture Satan painted for sweet little sister and me? Our daddy would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hardened that he would not believe. In anger he'd swear, his voice cold and loud. His Sundays were spent out with the gambling crowd. I've never seen my daddy inside the house of God, for Satan held his hand down the path of sin he trod. Praying, dear God, make it right. He was smiling and singing with tears in his eyes, while mother with the angels rejoiced last night. While mother with the angels rejoiced last night.
Yeehaw! Now say yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
That was Dolly Parton doing a tribute to the Louvin Brothers.
That now, is a party party song sung by a party party lady.
Give us a little information there, a little lesson on the who are the Louvin Brothers?
Ira and Charlie Louvin, right? Ira and Charlie Louvin, the Louvin Brothers.
Who is they?
They were one of the first country superstar duos. They kind of had a bluegrassy country kind of sound, and they were some of the best. They wrote a lot of their own songs.
They wrote their own songs?
Right. They wrote their own songs.
Wow.
Which was good. And they had that harmonies, and they were just a fine, upstanding act. And they're also known because if you ever see their record album called The Devil Is Real.
The Devil Is Real.
The Devil Is Real.
Oh, it's frightening.
They're standing in front of Ira and Charlie, cowering in front of a 30-foot plywood devil.
Oh, my goodness.
And the record company told them, Ira, Charlie, we ain't going to pay for no 30-foot devil for you to put on your record album.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know what Ira and Charlie did?
What?
They said, we'll build it ourselves.
Really?
And they built their own devil.
They built their own devil.
They went ahead.
How they built their own devil?
They got some plywood, and they cut out the big old 30-foot devil, and they put it on the cover of their album.
Well, listen, Buckstrap, give me a yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
All right, now I'm going to give you a yoo-hoo. Ready?
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
That's a good one.
Now, here's our producer, Jim Bob. He's going to give us a yoo-hoo. Oh, that's the best one yet. Let's see if our caller can do better than that. Hello, caller. Give us a yoo-hoo. Oh, I thought that was more of a cackle than a yoo-hoo.
That was a cackle.
Hey, hey there, caller. Thanks for calling in and give us your yoo-hoo.
What's going on there, Chris and Rob?
This ain't here, Chris and Rob. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. We're having us a radio roundup down here on the Radidio.
That sounds pretty good.
You know what my favorite show is on WAIF? That is accepting the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup.
Yeah.
I like that. What do they call that show? At Cutting the Grass on Saturday morning, and they got they got that DJ there. He calls himself Lee Elliott. And they call him, and he got him his little sidekick, but I think he fired his sidekick.
I didn't fire. We just had a misunderstanding.
Wait a minute. Is this Lee Elliott from Cutting the Grass?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, you call the right show, because this is the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. We're having a radio roundup here tonight there, feller.
How many people you got rounded up there so far?
We got a whole bunch of people rounded up, and there's always room for one more. You probably know a little bit about the Leuven brothers. What you know about them, Charlie and Irie?
I'll tell you, Ira was the one that played the mandolin and sang the pretty tenor, and he died young in a hit-on car crash.
Oh, my goodness.
1966 or so.
That's terrible.
And that left Charlie, the one that played the guitar and sang the lead, that left him without a tenor singer, and he tried to carry on for years there in country music.
If he's looking for a tenor, he could have gotten that Pavarotti, because he's a famous tenor.
Yeah, there's three of them, actually.
There's three Pavarottis?
No, there's three tenors.
Oh, that's right. There are.
Placido and Dom Irera.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, there's some other guys that's tried to sing with Charlie, but they never could recreate that sound.
Man, this Lee Elliott character, he knows a lot about country and Western music.
It's like them brothers, like them Everly Brothers. They just, now they're retiring, Everly Brothers. Oh, I just read that. They retiring.
How can they retire when they're so busy doing an opening set for the Simon and the Garfunkel?
Well, they're finally retiring. They're touring Europe right now. Retiring. There's something about them brothers doing the harmonies. Can't be beat. No, the stick.
There's a special thing to that brother harmony.
Well, we love cutting the grass on WAIF every Saturday morning, too early to get up.
Well, I appreciate it. If we had what they call the archives like we used to, it wouldn't be a problem.
Man, things ain't like they used to now, is they?
I can appreciate any...
Hey, hold on a minute.
I'm about to tell Lee...
I'll punch you in the mouth. Hold on a minute.
I was about to tell Lee I can appreciate any man who has to work with a partner that cuts him off in his room.
Now, listen, Lee, we need another Yoo-Hoo. Give us another Yoo-Hoo.
She's rough. I'd like to get her to come over and help you guys out. She's straightening you right up.
We could use her tonight, because tonight we're having a radio roundup. Now give me another Yoo-Hoo, like Yoo-Hoo!
Yoo-Hoo!
Oh, that's good. Okay, we got one more question for the expert. You're the expert.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for one more question?
You're in big trouble.
One of my favorite country music western songs ever is Grazing in Greener Pastures by Ray Price. Now, who is this Ray Price, and why is he grazing in greener pastures?
Well, Ray Price was originally called the Cherokee Cowboy.
Cherokee Cowboy.
I think he's from Oklahoma or out there somewhere. And he came to town when Hank Williams was still going strong, about 51 or 52.
Holy moly.
And Ray Price and Hank Williams used to be roommates down in Nashville. They shared a room down there.
Wow.
And when Ray Price went to make his first record, Hank Williams loaned him the Drifting Cowboys.
Man.
Of course, he called them the Cherokee Cowboys, you know, when he went to do a show, but they played with him on his first couple of records.
What? And Ray Price has got a voice as smooth as fine whiskey.
Well, he did. He was one of a kind now, I'm telling you. He was a pretty special guy back in the 50s and 60s, all the way up into the 70s, and he kind of went crazy.
Holy moly. Well, let's play this. Listen, we got this record album here. We got the platter that matters. So, this is Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And woohoo!
Yeehaw!
Your turn.
Woohoo! Yeehaw!
Yeehaw yourself. Keep on. You're carrying on there fine.
Hang on there a minute there.
Anytime love's waters grow cold and deep, grass gets short and then begins to fade. I just go in search of greener fields with taller grass to reap and shallow water where a man can wade. And you'll find me grazing in greener pastures, living on love and laughter. And the grass is getting greener all the time. My fields have no boundaries, fences or gates, and the pleasures that grow here grow wild and free. Now you can graze, but don't forget, I like my pastures green. And when the weeds begin to grow, I always leave. And you'll find me grazing in greener pastures, living on love and laughter,
living on love and laughter. And the grass is getting greener all the time. Other grass and the many fields that I have left behind. Well, I'd like to think that where I've been, I could always go again and find the gate open to me anytime. But I'll keep on grazing in greener pastures, living on love and laughter. Haven't got a care to cloud my mind. Raising in greener pastures, living on love and laughter. And the grass is getting greener all the time.
Good there stuff, man. That's some real good stuff.
Yeah, hey, this is the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, this
We're
is
the
Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. Oh, you said hoedown?
I said roundup.
Roundup. This roundup. Is a roundup. It's not a hoedown. Ain't no hootenanny.
Now, call Hampton County's Hatters Ways Hotline at 333-4700 and you can find out more about where and how you can safely reuse or recycle your hazardous products. The Hampton County Department of Environmental Services does have a list of locations that accept various types of household hazardous waste for reuse, recycling, or proper disposal. Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas, and it is the leading cause of poison and deaths in America. Protect yourself. Have gas and oil appliances, chimneys, and vents professionally inspected, and install a carbon monoxide detector to warn of gas buildup.
Now, it's Sunday night, right?
Sunday night. You're bringing Sunday night's a perfect night for going to church.
For the buka. It's Sunday night, and you're bringing a weekend tour closed, and you're preparing for the new week.
Oh, yeah.
Why not take a trip to the motherland? That's Africa. For music news and information. African Village Buka with Alabanju Adigun.
Yes, sir.
6 to 8 p.m. Sundays on WAIF 88.3 FM. And he's got himself one of them there websites. And you got globalbuka.com.
I'm going to have to check out that. We got to pull up that globalbuka.com so we can find out about the African hoedown.
I can't get off the official David Allen Co. website long enough to get
I guess
there.
You can. Hey, case y'all just tuned in, you're listening to WAIF, which stands for Wow Ain't It. A radio roundup. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup.
I remember one time I was working out there in Colorado.
In Colorado?
Yeah, and we had this girl from Boston. She came out to the ranch, and she said to me, Buckstrap.
She said, Buckstrap.
She talked like old funny because she's from Boston. So she's like, Buckstrap.
Bye.
I want to ride a horse, she said. Can you get me a nice, gentle pony?
Oh, I got a nice gentle pony.
I said, sure, ma'am, I can do that for you. Now listen, ma'am. What kind of saddle do y'all want? English or Western?
That's a very good question.
That is a good question. That's why I asked it.
She's from Boston. She probably don't know the difference.
And she said, that's what she said. She said, I'm from Boston. What's the difference? And I said, well, the Western saddle, as many people know, the Western saddle has a horn on it. And that lady from Boston looked at me and said, well, daggone it, if the traffic is so thick here in the mountains that I need a horn in my saddle, I don't even want to ride.
That's a Gooch and Buckstrap radio roundup. Hey, you know something?
What's that?
You take me to heaven every night.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you take me to heaven every night.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't.
No, you take me to heaven every night.
Well, hit it.
It's Loretta Lynn doing You Take Me to Heaven Every Night. Right here on the Radio Roundup.
We shouldn't be here together, doing the things we do, but I can't help the way I feel. I've just got to be with you. When our bodies touch each other, walk to the bed. Oh, take me to heaven again tonight.
Hey, we got someone who wants to call in and go yeehaw.
That's good.
Now, first you go yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Now, let's get our producer, Jim Bob, go yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Man, you can't top that yeehaw. When I go yeehaw, I just go yeehaw. Now, let's see what our caller has to say. Go say yeehaw, caller. Let's hit that button. I got to hit that button first. Okay, caller, say yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Oh, that's pretty good. Where'd you learn to yeehaw like that?
Florida.
Florida. That sounds like a Florida yeehaw to me. That's fantastic. You're listening to the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
Yeah, how about that?
Everything's just fine. I tell you what. People all the time coming up to me and sending us emails and cards and letters and all that stuff. And they just certainly do love, they just love that daggone Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup.
Oh, well, you know, we get fan mail all the time here that says, we love Gooch and Buckstrap's Radio Roundup. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, that's what they all say.
All right, now you know what we need to you know what we need to do now?
What's that
Buckstrap?
There? What's that there?
We need to say yeehaw. Yeehaw! Yeah! I love saying yeehaw on the radio.
You like saying yeehaw almost as much as you like saying you.
Hey, listen, hold on a minute.
You who?
Hold on. We need to have a moment of mellowness.
Okay.
Because I would like to say thank you to the Chris and Rob people. Because that Chris, you know that Chris and that Rob, they said we could come down here and fill in for them tonight. Because they had to be out of town.
That's too bad.
So they said, hey, Gooch and Buckstrap, why don't y'all come down and fill in on the Radidio?
So
I said, all right. And that's why I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, it's the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. All right, let's start for some Southern Gentlemen.
All right.
This is Sonny James.
Sonny James. And it's the Southern Gentleman.
Yeah, that's right. W-A-I-F. Wow, ain't it a roundup?
Call me a fool if you want to. The Lord only knows I've been one. Leave me the way that I left you. Someone new, if you have to, but honey, remember, please, wherever you go, whoever you see, just don't stop loving. Say that you'll make me suffer until I've learned what hurt can do. Honey, you know I don't blame you. Hurt me, but please. Don't forget I love you, and I'm sorry as I can be. I want you for my sweetheart all time. Just don't stop loving.
Say some words and twist my face and shout. All I did was say some words and now I'm in timeout. It happened fast, the words escaped, they surprised me too. I honestly must say I was not as surprised as is you. Now in the corner I must sit, the other kids are playing. Mom thinks I would benefit to find new words for saying. To say what I must say. Words with B and D and P and S and T and K. Words that are expressive with satisfying sounds. Words that will not leave my poor old mom and dad spellbound. Words I can use anywhere and anytime I need. Words to use when my vocabulary picks up speed. Words like yikes, egad, dag nabbit, smudge, exclamation point, peanut butter fudge, yada yada yada, frizzle frazzle rough and stuff, gadzooks.
Your timeout's over, you can go play now.
Buckstrap. Yeah.
That's a crazy song.
It's a good old song. I like that in there, man.
You like that harmonica playing? It's crazy. Say yeehaw. Right there, isn't it?
That's one of them crazy songs, man.
It's a crazy song.
Things all over the place.
Hey, listen, if you just turned on that Radidio and you're listening to the Radidio and you're saying, who are those crazy, wacky guys playing all that fantastic country and western music?
Uh-huh.
Well, that would be us. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
And together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Are you having fun, or is this cockiness?
I remember it was a night a lot like this. I guess it was sometime last week, and I went to visit my old friend, and, you know, my old friend's getting up there in age. You know,
your old friend's old friend.
He's old.
He's not your old friend because he's been friends with you for a long time. He's your old friend because he's old.
He's old.
He's an old geezer.
And he was telling me, he said, Buckstrap.
Hey, Buckstrap. Is that what he's saying? He said, hey, Buckstrap.
Said, Buckstrap, I went out to eat last night.
Yeah, Buckstrap, I went out to eat last night.
And I had me a wonderful steak, and I had a fantastic potato and a really good salad. And I tell you what, the beer was good and cold.
A pint of beer is cold.
And I said, well, what's the name of this place? And he sat there and he looked at me.
He didn't say it was Golden Corral, did he?
And he scratched his head and he looked at me and he squinted and he scratched his head and he looked at me and he was thinking. He was a thinking. He said, all right now. He said, all right now. Okay. Now, what is the name of that flower that
comes in, you know, red or white or yellow, and it comes on a stem with thorns on the stem.
That'd be a good flower.
I said, Rose? Then he hollered, Hey, Rose, what was the name of that place we ate last night?
Hey, that's a pretty funny story you got there.
It's funny because it's true.
You know what else is funny?
He said, Hey, Rose, what's the name? He didn't know his wife's name.
Hey.
That's a, that.
That's funny. You know what else is funny?
That was true. What?
What? I got something to worry
about. Why is it going to be funny?
It's funny.
What?
Kyle, what's your favorite band? It's named after food.
Bread.
No, I'm not talking about bread.
Denny Moore.
No, I'm not. No, there ain't no band called Denny
Moore. Treat.
Treat? What's that?
You don't know what Treat is?
Treat? Is that some dog food?
I think we've been through, that other show went through Treat a few months ago.
No, I'm talking about, let me give you a hint.
Yeah, the Mighty Lemon Drops?
I'm gonna give. Oh, that's a good guess, but I'm going to give you a hint now. Name a band, it's named after some food.
Bread.
It's food that can...
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
It's food that can levitate. I'm talking about food that can levitate.
Strawberry Alarm Clock.
No, it's food that can levitate.
Meatloaf.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Now listen, if our producer, Jim Bob, is going to open up that mic, he's got to give us a yeehaw. Give us a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Oh yeah, it's a Gucci Buckstrap Radio Roundup.
Bread. Taste of honey.
No, it's a name of a food that can levitate.
Levitate.
You need another clue?
Angel cake.
It's Mexican food. It's like,
jumping beans.
It's Mexican food that can levitate.
Taco twins.
No. You're getting warmer.
The burrito triplets.
Flying burritos.
You're getting really close. Now, yeah, well, hold on. Let's hear it for our producer there, Jim Bob. Say that again.
Flying Burrito Brothers.
That's right. The Flying Burrito Brothers with She Belongs to Everyone But Me right here on the Radio Roundup.
Green beans.
Spam.
Place is crowded, not a single empty chair. It's clear she's hit the big time, and I'm glad she's made it there. Yes, her star is burning brightly for all her fans to see. Now she belongs to everyone but me. Command. We used to sing together in a small town country band. Though it wasn't quite the big time, we were perfect harmony. Now she belongs to everyone but me. And she sings love through my heart songs. She
my vision's growing dim. Tell the Holy Father that I must talk to him. Every breath I take draws me closer home. When I cross that river, will I be alone? Won't you take my body down to Wounded Knee? Take my body down to Wounded Knee. Where spirit can be found, there's power in the ground. The wind will set me free at Wounded Knee. Behold, I see a canyon where many souls will die. Behold, I see a world that'll always wonder why. Tell me, oh red cloud, this vision in my head. I see 300 soldiers. Am I alive or am I dead? Won't you take my body down to Wounded Knee? Take my body down to Wounded Knee. Where spirit can be found, there's power in the ground. The wind will set me free at Wounded Knee. Quickly, my old friend, look into my eyes. Past is slowly fading and the future